Do you feel like you're stuck or find yourself attracting the same type of relationships and negative experiences or just not manifesting what you want in life? Welcome to Heal Your Story. I'm your host, Heidi Dallaire. Here we discuss all things life, love, relationships, the relationship with yourself, and the stories we tell about ourselves and others. I help people get out of their busy heads and get back in touch with their heart space, to learn self-love and help heal their story. I'm a heart space and relational coach, a holistic health practitioner, and author at HeidiDallaire.com and LoveWideOpen.com. Let's go hold some heart space together.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hey loves, welcome to episode 144, Habits to Reduce Your Stress Levels. We all have habits, and some of those habits are better for us than others. What if yours could help you to control your stress? Stress is one of the most dangerous things in the world, yet we're all exposed to it constantly. Some of us face more stress than others. For instance, if you're in a particularly challenging job or you're struggling with your relationship, you might find that your stress levels are overly high. When stress is overly high, it can lead to ill health, anxiousness, overthinking, panic attacks, and the like. Please take action and find ways to reduce your stress. Now, the good news is that there are some simple things you can do to reduce your stress levels right now. Here are a few stress-reducing habits to develop. First on the list, journaling. Journaling is an often underestimated and underutilized practice. Writing down your thoughts and feelings helps you to organize them more effectively. This can also help with processing complicated ideas or coming up with creative solutions for your challenges. There are tons of ways to get started with journaling. Some people simply grab a notepad and a pen and get to it. Others prefer using journaling apps that come with prompts to help guide them. It's all about finding what works for you. Now, if you don't want to waste paper or prefer typing, don't worry. You can create your journal on your computer, too. Just set up a Word file and go to town. Although, I highly suggest journaling with pen and paper. It stimulates a different part of the brain that allows for more integration than typing. There's a mechanism between the hand and the brain that allows for language to be integrated more deeply and fully than just typing. So pen and paper, that's my suggestion. I have an article on my coaching website, HeidiDallaire.com, titled 10 Ways Journaling Can Help You Heal Your Heart. I will drop that link to the article in the show notes so that you can easily access it after listening to the podcast. Now, another way to reduce your stress is exercise. If you're constantly facing high levels of stress, you might think you don't have time to exercise. I want to tell you, take the time. After long days at work or tough days looking after the kids, sometimes all you really want to do is sit down and relax. While there's nothing wrong with taking a break, it does help to get more activity into your schedule whenever you can. Making a regular dose of exercise part of your daily schedule can make a huge impact on your life. You could do something simple, like take a walk, walking the dog, taking a bike ride. Get up from your desk and walk up and down the stairs a few times. Or you could look into joining health classes online, or maybe learning how to do something new, or dance. There are even classes you can take online these days. Need something a little more gentle? Try Tai Chi. Exercise is great for boosting endorphins, strengthening self-esteem, and protecting you against a range of ailments. No exercise leads to atrophy of the muscles, and then you just feel more tired. So get up and get moving. Do something. Another thing you can do right now to reduce your stress levels is enjoy some music. Now, here's a hobby we can probably all really get behind, right? Who doesn't love music? Doesn't mean we have to like every type of music, but there's something that you love in music. Music is capable of making us feel incredible. Therapists and medical professionals often recommend listening to music for its health-enhancing properties. Also, music is stored in a different part of our brain, and when we can access that, it can really just sort of take over and wash away all of the junk. Music can be a fantastic way to relieve stress, and it can even reduce your experiences of stress physically and emotionally by allowing you to relax more completely. Now, there are tons of ways to add a little music to your day. You can play your favorite songs on your commute to work, or just play some music in the background when you're cooking in the kitchen, or want to like enhance it and double up, listen to music while you're exercising. Hey, take a little desk break, stand up, shake it out, and listen to some music, do a little dance. It also doesn't matter which kind of music you listen to. Anything you enjoy will reduce your stress levels and give your mood a boost. Now, the other thing you can do to reduce your stress levels is socialize. Finally, it's worth remembering from time to time that human beings are social creatures. When we're feeling sad, stressed, or less than our best, it's common to want to isolate. However, the best thing you can usually do during these difficult times is to connect with others. You don't have to be face-to-face to feel the benefits. If possible, you can always give a friend or a family member a call. And these days, you can do a video chat with them. If you do happen to have access to someone nearby that you love or like, or a really good friend, arrange to have a cup of coffee or tea with them, or just give them a hug the next time that you're nearby. Remembering that you're not in this alone is great for your mood, and socializing can significantly strengthen your confidence too. Now, keep in mind that there are some people who can easily bring you down. Use healthy boundaries and don't add more stress to your life by socializing with people who put you into a negative mindset. So, what have we talked about? Journaling, exercise, listening to music, and socializing. Instilling these simple, enjoyable habits into your daily routines will have a positive impact on your life while greatly reducing your stress levels. Try it. You might just like it. Okay? And I want to hear from you. What of these four things are you going to implement into your life to reduce your stress? Now, if you're struggling greatly with anxiety from being overly empathetic to the point of your own detriment, please reach out and sign up for a Heal Your Story strategy session. I'm sending you all lots of love. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Heal Your Story. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find me, my coaching services, my book, or book a Heal Your Story strategy session at HeidiDallaire.com. For other self-development articles, go to lovewideopen.com. And you can also follow me at Heidi Dallaire or Love Wide Open on all social media channels. Thanks so much. Sending lots of love.